Welcome back. You're listening to The Grumpy Gaze here on Joy 94.9. Of course, that was the wonderful Skyhooks with Living in the 70s. Very appropriate.
Considering, very, very appropriate.
Considering our last segment. Obviously, nothing to do with a song that has been influential in one of us coming out, but then we've kind of done that. So,
Well, absolutely, Matt. I mean, given tonight that we are looking at aging, I actually can't fail to mention something that's caused me a little bit of recent personal angst. And
The
thing is, no, but many, many, many of my friends are wonderful women, and some of them I've been friends with since kindergarten. And Matt and Helen, as I rapidly approach the cocktail hour of my life, I recently found myself standing at that bar alongside my female friends and all of us desperate to be served before the conclusion of happy hour. And it was at this point that several of my dear and lovely lady friends revealed to me that they are in fact approaching the menopause. Now, the simple fact is, I don't think I'm ready. I don't think I'm ready. I am utterly unprepared for the women in my life to be menopausal. Now, I am absolutely not making this rant some kind of unsympathetic, misogynist carry-on, but I'm not entirely sure if I'm ready or indeed equipped to see the world through evening primrose-tinted glasses.
Well, hold on, Doug. To be perfectly honest, I have recently purchased an industrial strength 1,000 tablet bottle of the good old EPO to remove some of my fluid retention. Or at least that's what I'm calling it. Back to you.
Oh, well, look, you know, I'll absolutely admit that I have on occasion suffered a bit of womb envy. But, I mean, I don't know if I'm supposed to be grateful that this isn't happening to me. Or indeed, do I need to start focusing on some of the more male signs of aging so that I don't feel quite so left out?
Don't worry, we have erectile dysfunction to contend with.
Menopause.
Oh, well, I mean, my testicles are still the same distance from the ground that they've always been.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm
not sure. It's true. But anyway, look, you know what, Helen?
When kneeling.
Oh, you know what? When we actually floated this idea of having a bit of an edition about the aging process, I did recall there was a scene. Do you remember the original series of Tales of the City? And there was this amazing scene with Ian McKellen in it, and he was hosting this dinner party to a group of, well, I mean, to be fair, they were pretty toxic older gay men. But
yes,
within that chat, do you remember the scene? But within that chat, they did actually talk about gay age care. And I thought, as we're sort of starting to wrap up tonight's show, that I would ask you both what age care or going into a home, a care facility might be like for you. Helen, what is it you need in your forthcoming twilight years?
Well, I need D-Dizzle and mid-century modern furniture.
Of course you do.
And a macrame room.
Absolutely. And Matt, what do you think you'll be looking for in the next year or so?
Well, okay. Hilarious. Mm. I have thought about this. In fact, I've actually put my name down already. I don't ask for much. All I look for is a male masseur and travelator access to Dan Murphy's. Is that too much to ask?
No different to now then, really.
No. What about you, Doug?
Oh, look for a start. I mean, I think that any home I'm in is going to have to be maximum security because it'll have to stop me from going out. But mostly, in all seriousness, I do think I would very much like to be surrounded by all my friends and other gay folks and high-speed internet access because, you know, that hub of something or other that I'm quite addicted to. Well, I mean, I'm going to need to keep on looking at that.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. I didn't think of that.
But interestingly enough, Doug, you've done a little bit of research about, you know, aged care facilities for Matt, haven't you?
Well, I have done,
what?
Actually. I have done a little bit of research. And look, it's actually quite a serious note because there has been some references to some of our lovely members of the LGBTQI community who have noted that the transition into aged care can feel a little like going back into the closet. And so thanks to organisations like Rainbow Healthcare, facilities can now be accredited with a rainbow tick, which ensures commitment and awareness and understanding of the needs of our fabulous LGBTQI community.
Oh, well, that just sounds fabulous. In fact, I might actually go into one now. Sounds like a pretty sounds like a pretty good life, actually. What if they take early applications?
Not that early. Doing...
Oh, yeah, all right.
Who knows, Matt, you might get a date.
Well, gosh, that is it for tonight. We've actually run out of time. I cannot believe how quickly that hour went. So, look, time to say goodnight. For the actual results of the Hit and Myth segment, you are going to have to wait till next week. We will be announcing it then. So make sure you tune in and check us out next Tuesday night. See ya.